Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, September 17th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Kakao announced it will shut down image-sharing social network Path October 18th. Users have until then to download their data. The apps will be removed from the Google Play and Apple App Stores October 1st. Linux creator Linus Torvalds sent a note to the Linux kernel mailing list apologizing for behavior that may have driven away some developers and saying he will take a break from working on Linux. Torvalds wrote that he will, quote, get some assistance on how to understand people's emotions and respond appropriately. He also emphasized that he does want to continue maintaining Linux. An internal test of Android's battery saver function was accidentally pushed out to users of Android Pie, remotely activating the setting without user permission. Battery saver changes how often apps update and can do things like delay notifications and stop location services. Google apologized and has rolled back the change. OnePlus founder and CEO Pete Lau told Business Insider it will launch a TV by 2019. Lau said the TV will have some kind of intelligent assistant and connect seamlessly to your smartphone. Salesforce.com co-founder Mark Benioff and his wife Lynn Benioff have agreed to buy Time magazine from the Meredith Corporation. Meredith purchased Time Inc. in January and has begun selling some of its most popular publications, including Sports Illustrated, Money, and Fortune. The Verge reports that Microsoft has completed its tests of whether Windows 10 preview users like being told that Microsoft Edge is better when a user attempts to install Chrome or Firefox. The test results are that Microsoft does not plan to include the warning in the Windows 10 October 2018 update, but will continue to test prompts like it in the future. Engadget reports that Google has completed its test of whether Chrome M69 preview users like having special subdomains, including www, removed from the address bar. The test result is that Google will roll back these changes in M69 on Chrome for desktop and Android and have discussions with standards bodies on the topic. However, Google does intend to hide just www in Chrome 70. IDM Girl on the DTNS subreddit brought to our attention a CNET story by Sean Hollister clearing up a controversy about Anders G. De Silva, who claimed Apple removed purchased movies from his library. De Silva had not downloaded the movies, so this wasn't a case of Apple deleting them from his hard drive. Also, De Silva had moved from Australia to Canada. The movies that disappeared had been purchased when he was in Australia, and it appears the Australian versions are still available if he were to change his region back to Australia. Movies often have different versions, even between countries that share a language, because of different ratings requirements and other concerns. A universal QR code has launched in Singapore that will let merchants display one code for customers to access and pay with 27 different e-payment apps, including GrabPay, Dash, and Nets. Singapore also opened its interbank money transfer service to non-banks that'll let e-wallets negotiate with banks for direct transfers between the wallet and the bank. Finally, Amazon opened its first cashierless Amazon Go store outside of Seattle. It's the fourth Amazon Go store. It'll be in Chicago at 113 South Franklin Street and be open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.